very happy, I suppose, indeed, with the preparation. We had a good run into a good run in the league, and we finished almost joint top of the table we were on, and we were happy enough. We just lost the one game to Down, and we tried out a lot of different players, and we tried to get a bit of balance to the team. So now we're delighted. We're looking forward to the game, you know, and probably we feel we're maybe a little bit of disadvantage with the away game, you know, with Armagh having home advantage early on, but it is what it is, and we had the home advantage last year against Monaghan, but we're looking forward to it.
And of course, reached the final last year, so obviously that's the minimum goal this year.
Yeah, I think the goal for us is to get through Armagh first, for sure. I think any team would love to get to another Ulster final for sure, you know, in the next couple of months. But yeah, our only focus right now is if we can is to get through Armagh on Saturday evening, you know, even though they scrambled a point, you know, because they were quiet enough in the league, and there are a lot of players missing for most of their league campaign, and I suppose like they're sitting there in the background waiting for the first championship game Kieran has at home with Armagh, so they're up on the athletics ground. So yeah, we're expecting a big push from them on Saturday, you know.
And tell me, your own team, have you got many survivors from that team that did reach the final last year?
Yeah, probably five or six that were on the panel or on the team last year starting at the end of the year. So Evenda Downey on there, Ronan McFall, Aidan McCloskey, the captain. So yeah, there's five or six there that are from the panel last year or on again the year. And we've got a good few as well from the under-16s that won the Buncrana Cup there recently. So we have a good balanced team, you know, and we have a strong panel of players. And it's actually very, very difficult to pick the team. We've left some good cubs on the bench, and but listen, with 15 or 20 minutes to go, hopefully we can pull on them and make a big difference, you know, to finish off the game.
A big push been made in Derry at underage, as you mentioned, have won the Buncrana Cup. A lot of good players coming through.
Yeah, there's certainly they have in the last. You know, it hasn't been seen yet at senior level, and these cubs haven't come through. But in the last 4, 5, 6 years, there's huge work going on in the development squads at the 17 squad minors and 20s now. The 20s have got huge attention in the last 3-4 years. So I think in the next 4-5 years out, 3 years out, you'll see a lot of the talent coming through. And they've lost Callum Brown to Australia and stuff. They've lost a couple of them to Australia. But in general, there's strong talent coming through. And they're getting a lot of work in the Derry Academy. You know? So, yeah, there's a lot of good stuff going on.
I watched them beat Donegal in the Buncrana Cup, and I thought there was a lot of size in the 16 team, you know, physically strong and physically in good condition. Is that the same with your 17 team?
Yeah, I would like, you know, I'd give a lot of credit to the guys that are helping me out, John McMahon and Dermot Scullion and stuff. They have the team in good shape, you know, physically, you know, from a strength and condition and fitness point of view, we feel we're in a good place. Guys, the players have worked really, really hard and anything that's been asked of them, and sometimes it was quite a lot. They've delivered it on the training field. So we feel we're going into the championship in a good place. Hopefully to finish off the games well, and we'll see on Saturday if that's the case, you know. But we've got a lot of work done, and we feel that the cubs are well looked after, well trained, well coached.
And tell me, how's the preparations gone? Have you got much work done since the end of the league?
Yeah, we did. We've trained pretty well, and we've had a couple of challenge games in the meantime, and you know, went very, very well for us. And you know, to be honest, we're happy enough. Most of the big thing for us has been away from home. A lot of the players, is their first Ulster Championship, minor championship. They would be nervous, maybe slightly heading in away into a pitch, athletics ground. Some of them haven't played on before. So that's probably the big disadvantage. But apart from that, we're happy enough with the outfit. We have a good, I suppose, shape to the team. We think we're a big focus on trying, I suppose, to get scores up. There's so much defensive shape now, and most of our league games, Tom, we've come up against teams with 13, 14 behind the ball, and it's the way a lot of solid Ulster teams are playing, even at minor level as well. You know, so it's a lot of work to try to get scores against that. You know.
And have you got everybody?
We have. We more or less have. There's no real injuries. A few bits and bobs leading up to the game, but we have a full panel to pick from for this game. So, no complaints.